Just a warning, we're going to talk about gender-based sexual violence now, so some listeners might find some of the detail of the next piece a bit upsetting. The Dublin Rape Crisis Centre says over half of women in Ireland have experienced sexual violence in childhood or adulthood. While figures from Women's Aid for 2023 show that year it had more than 28,500 contacts from women disclosing abuse. The Solidarity People Before Profit TD, Ruth Coppinger, will bring a private members' bill to the Dáil next week, calling for changes in how courts process gender-based violence cases. Survivors of sexual violence will gather today to speak about this, and one of those is Paula Doyle, who joins us now. Good morning to you, Paula.
Good morning, Maggie. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks very much for joining us this morning. Paula, you were raped by someone you knew and you waived your anonymity to speak out. Tell us why you wanted to do that.
Well, I suppose I had seen others before me waiving their right. And I suppose it just feels like a domino effect after seeing them and the strength I got from them. If I got through the 4.5 years that it took for my trial, I said I wanted to stand up there and give the next person, the next victim, if I could give them any courage, I wanted to stand up there on the top of the steps and be able to encourage them to keep going. Because when you're going through the process, it's so very alone.
I know that when you were in court and you mentioned there it took a long time for your court case to get to that point. There was an issue in relation to the notes from your counselling sessions being used. Can you tell us about that, Paula?
Yeah, like, you know, on the way to trial for the 4.5 years, you're met with so many obstacles, adjournments, excuses, silences, and the personal intrusions and evasions would be your counselling notes. You know, my private counselling notes were requested roughly about 5 months before my initial trial date by the DPP. Like when I signed up for counselling notes, I assumed they were confidential between myself and my counsellor. They were extremely, extremely depressing, as you can imagine, therapy sessions. And then personal notes to be read, scrutinised by both the prosecuting and the defensive teams for any shred of information that could be used against me as a victim of rape, I think is horrendous.
And were you in court, Paula, that day when those things were read out?
Well, this is done beforehand. This is done like even before. You know this. And for the months leading up to trial then, you have to sit through and reread the notes that have been taken about you. So already, even before you get there, you know that he also has a chance to read them, that it's not only the defensive teams, but your perpetrator of the attack can also read them. Like, he took my body that night. He invaded it, left it to just lie there like a piece of rubbish when he was finished. And now he gets to read my personal notes. Like, you know, how perverse is that? You know, I'd opened up my heart, my soul, to try and heal my recovery. And now he's able to read this. He's able to read the damage that he has done to me.
That must have been very difficult.
I still can't even properly put into words. And now it makes me, because I've gone through this, and I know this is happening, still happening to people. That, you know, things I spoke about, I never even spoke about when I came home to my family, because I'm trying to recover. I'm trying to prepare myself for trial. This time it's done, you know, it feels like a second violation as a victim, but on a much deeper level, because this time it's done under the supervision of the courts of justice, and so, so harmful for victims.
And one of those like things that you, used, sorry, Paula, go ahead.
I was just saying, whether they're used or not in court, this is your time that you're supposed to be healing and preparing for trial. But you're not. It takes months then to go through, say, 3.5, 4 years of notes, and this should be your time, your counselling time to heal.
And it's one of those things that you're calling for today, along with the other victims of abuse that you're speaking with today, that you want to ensure that counselling notes, so the things that people say in a counselling session that they feel should be private, are not allowed to be given in a court case.
But absolutely, because when we go to counselling, we all, you know, assume that these are going to be private. And but not on the harm that it can do. Some victims actually stop going to their counselling to continue with their case. So they're stopping and they're halting their own recovery because they don't want them to be used. Or then other people close the case because they want to continue with their counselling. Like, where's the justice in that? And this isn't only starting. Like, I met Helen McEntee last year and I spoke to her about this, but this isn't only going on the last year. This is going on because victims before me have, over the past 4 or 5 years, have been speaking about this. Like, it needs to stop.
I know that you're speaking today, but there's also a plan for a demonstration on International Women's Day, Paula, which is on March the 8th. What would you like people to do?
Oh, I'd like everybody to come out because it doesn't matter who you are. Man, woman, child, wherever you're from, we're all in this together because this has to start. Like, I think it's six women in 8 weeks now have died at the hands of a man since Christmas. Like, you know, it feels like it's becoming an epidemic now in this country. So I want everybody to get out on the 8th of March and join us from City Hall. You know, we all have to stop this. We all have a part to play in this. It's not just women. Like, it shouldn't take us just to waive our right to anonymity. You know, it is a personal choice, but it shouldn't take us to stand up there. It shouldn't take us to continuously fight for legislation to protect ourselves. Like, the Irish government have such a responsibility to young girls and women now in this country.
Paula, listen.
Like, I was a daughter.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry, but we've got to move on. But I thank you so much because I think what you've said there is incredibly helpful.
Thanks,
for anybody listening. And if you have been affected by any of the issues discussed there with Paula Doyle, you can find support online at rte.ie/helplines. And I will say that the Department of Justice did say to us in a statement today that they have made substantial reforms in 2017 by the insertion of a new section into the Criminal Evidence Act regarding notes from counselling. But they do say that it appears this provision has not in practice operated as intended and that the Third National Strategy on Domestic, Sexual and Gender-Based Violence committed to examining and reviewing those issues again. The time now is 8 minutes to 8.